Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 48th week of our look at the book of Genesis as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
If you can't praise you can, then praise you can't. What do you mean, preacher? Pray. You know, sometimes we don't even know what to pray for. We don't know what to ask. We don't even know where to begin. So if you can't praise, you can. Praise, you can't. Lord, just help me. You know my situation much better than me. And that's what Jacob had done. And after rising from prayer, Jacob decided it would be proper to send Esau a substantial gift in verses 14 and 15. When you total those number animals, there's 580 animals that would show the vast wealth of Jacob. So he decided, well, he's coming. What I'm going to do now, before he was going to divide them into two groups. Okay. Then he prayed. He says, here's what I'm going to do instead of dividing them into two groups. I'm going to give them a bunch of my animals. 580 total, which is a huge amount, showing his mouth. By the way, this was not a bribe, but an expression of goodwill and conciliation is the reason he's bringing these animals, going to give these animals to Esau. Because look in verse number 13. He lodged there. And he took of that which came to his brother a present. It was a gift for Esau, his brother. Verse number 18. Then thou shalt say, they be thy servant Jacob's. It's a present sent unto my lord Esau, and behold, he is behind us. And then in verse number 20, and say ye moreover, behold, thy servant Jacob is behind us, for he said, I will appease him with the present that goeth before me, and afterwards I will see his face. Peradventure he will accept of me. So this wasn't so much of a bribe as it was a way of reconciliation. He calls them a present, a thing of goodwill. Well, we get to the good parts, okay? Verse number 22. And he rose up that night. He could not sleep. He could not sleep. And he took his two wives and his two women, servants, and his 11 sons, and passed over the ford Jabbok. Let me just read verse number 23. And he took them and sent them over the brook and sent over that he had. In other words, everything that he had. Everything. He sent them over. Jacob sent his family and all his possessions over the river. And then verse number 24. Jacob was left alone. Before we get any farther, Jacob was left alone with God, and this is exactly where God wanted him. He's been with his family, he's been with all the kids, he's been with all these men servants and women servants, all the animals. You know, God can't do anything with you till you get alone with him. Let that sink in. Got to get alone with God. Get away from all the things that are going on in your life and get alone with God. And that's what he did in verse number 24. And Jacob was left alone. And there wrestled a man with him in the breaking of the day. Now, that's interesting. He wrestled a man until the breaking of the day. This man was none other than the Lord Jesus Christ in his pre-incarnate state. Look in verse number 30. And Jacob called the name of that place Peniel. For I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. He saw the pre-incarnate Christ. A lot of people argue that, but to me it's not no argument. It's very clear. Jacob knew who he had been wrestling with all night long. Notice, though, I want you to notice back in verse number 24, the way that the Bible writes this, that there wrestled a man with him. Notice, Jacob didn't wrestle with the man. Instead, the man wrestled with Jacob. What's the difference? Why is that important? Well, Jacob didn't start out wanting anything from God. God wanted something from Jacob. Important to realize that, okay? God came to him. God wrestled him. Jacob didn't wrestle God, so to speak. God was the one who started this. He came from heaven and he wrestled Jacob. And the Bible says that he wrestled a man with him all night till the breaking of the day because God wanted something from Jacob. And we're going to find out exactly what it was. Verse number 25. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. Now, before we go any farther, when it says he prevailed not, it does not mean that God was weaker than Jacob. What it literally means that God desired something from Jacob. And we see that there's a prayer. Matter of fact, God desires man to persist in prayers, and he delights to yield to men in their prayers. In Luke 18, let me read this to you. Luke chapter number 18, verse number 1. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought to always to pray and not to faint. Don't you quit praying. Don't you quit praying. And then in verse number 7, shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? The picture we see of Jacob, all night long, Jesus is teaching us how to pray and to faint not. Don't you quit praying. And he uses the word Jesus himself, though he bear long with them. Talking about God putting up with us all night long in our prayers. This is what happened to Jacob. And it says that he prevailed against God. Finally, God had Jacob in a place that he wanted him. Had him in a place. And he touched the hollow of his thigh. Of course, we find out later in our reading that it crippled him the rest of his life. The hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint, and he wrestled with him. And then verse number 26. This is one of the significant turning point in Jacob's life. When the Lord said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And Jacob said, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. That's what it meant. He prevailed against the Lord. I won't let you go till you bless me. I will not quit praying. Would to God we had that kind of prayer life. Most of us, when we pray, well, we'll mention it one time and we move on. He's talking about prevailing. And again, don't get the terminology wrong. Talking about prayer. None of us can conquer God. That's not what this scripture is talking about. None of us can conquer God. Of course, he's God. What he's talking about, prevailing against him, that literally God answered his prayers. Let me go. I will not let you go. How bad do you want it? Till you bless me. Do you see the picture here? And this was a turning point in Jacob's life. Matter of fact, it should be our prayer, our desire. God had overcome and defeated Jacob. It isn't Jacob defeated God. God had defeated Jacob. How do you know that? Because the Bible tells us in Hosea. The prophet Hosea was talking about it. And in chapter number 12, we read these words. He took his brother by the heel in the womb, speaking of Jacob. Hosea is talking now about this time. He took his brother by the heel in his womb, and by his strength he had power with God. Yea, he had power over the angel, and he prevailed. Now get this, he wept, and he made supplication unto him, and he found him in Bethel, and there he spake with us, even the Lord God of hosts, the Lord at his memorial. The prophet Hosea said that Jacob wept, and he made supplications. He wanted it so bad. You ever wept before the Lord?
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more great teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.